listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
It is the final episode of Hymnastics 2026. This has been a good run. And y'all got a bonus episode last week, too, which was great. We have come, finally, to Write This Challenge episode, where we're going to sing and speak all of the hymns that you guys submitted. And there are some great ones. And as an even bonus-seer bonus, we have Katie Sherman and Dr. Lisa Clark in the studio-ish, virtually also, for this episode. Welcome back.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Or it should be, woohoo, amen!
You guys were gracious enough, full disclosure, we're doing book episodes, so you guys were gracious enough to stick around and help us sing through all of these hymns that our lovely listeners submitted to us. So Rachel, explain to us what this challenge was this time.
Okay, so this challenge, for those of you who have forgotten, was to write a hymn in the common meter for an uncommon occasion. So common meter is known as 8686 because it's very common. Think Amazing Grace, think Gilligan's Island, etc. And so it's a very, it's short, it's punchy. I think of it not as 8686, but as 4343.
Yeah.
Thinking of it in terms of iambic feet, if you think of your poetry that way, pairing stressed and unstressed syllables. Mm. But you were supposed to write this common meter hymn for an uncommon occasion. We all know that there are many, many feasts, holidays, seasons celebrated in our hymnal, but there are some that either are underrepresented or not represented at all. And so we wanted to prompt you to think of what are the occasions for which we do not have any hymns or enough hymns, and write a hymn that would help fill that gap. And so many of you came through. Thank you.
Yes, this is an excellent, I want to say smattering, but that's a bit of a rough word, of different festivals in the church year. We ended up with three general categories of hymnody. So we've got saint days. There's several saint days, which is excellent. And then we'll have some other kind of random days in the liturgical calendar in the church year. And then we've got the good old general praise for anything else. It's got a few stellar ones at the end. So here we go. Rachel, I think you're going first.
Yes, I will go first. So I'm going to share a hymn by Lauren Scheidt, tune Chesterfield. And this is a hymn on the feast of St. James the Elder, which is celebrated on July 25th. She writes, "When I made the connection that the James who was with Jesus at the Transfiguration is the same one who was the first apostle to be martyred, I saw in his story the beauty of the Lord's mercy and comfort for us in death." I wrote a whole hymn because it needed context. So we will share the whole hymn, but I'll only sing the first verse to give you a flavor. "Lord Jesus, you took James to see, your glory clearly shone. For courage in the days ahead, with only suffering known." The apostle James fell to the ground, afraid to now behold your glory and the Father's voice, the Lord in flesh foretold. Then down the mountain followed you, to cross and grave brought low, and James the first of all the 12 to martyrdom must go. At our life's end, may we like James see your bright face and hear, at mountain top or Herod's sword, arise and have no fear." Thank you, Lauren. That is beautiful.
And Lauren likes to participate in all of these. So this has been fun to see a lot of her work. Haley Hazen is next, another longtime contributor to the Write This Challenge. She wrote to the tune of Saint Anne, and this is for the festival day for Joanna, Mary, and Salome on August 3rd, the three women at the tomb. And she drew inspiration from Luke's Gospel and John 1. "Three women hurried to the tomb to care and tend their Lord. May we all seek to be near to the true life-giving word." Short and sweet. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah.
So I have a verse from Joanna Lee, and she selected the tune Chesterfield. And this is for the occasion of the Feast of St. Timothy. Praise to the Lord who chose us not by nation, group, or tribe. For Timothy and us today are ones for whom you died.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And Laura Fisher, who is celebrating the feast day of St. Hildegard. I'm assuming that's Hildegard von Bingen.
Ooh.
Medieval musician and mother of ecology, which would be September 17th in the calendar.
Awesome.
Oh, she wants it to a tune. I don't know.
I like this tune.
Is it in minor?
Yes.
Am I remembering that right? Could you hum the opening lines here? I don't think I've ever sung this one. Sarah, you want to take it?
Sure.
For Hildegard we offer praise, she showed the many ways. Your gifts of song and earth make peace, healing love increase.
That'll
beautiful.
Work.
Yeah. Love to hear you sing, Sarah.
Katie, would you like to take the next one?
Oh, no. Do I know this one?
Well sure,
I know the poet. Christy Luckband. Hello, oh. Dear Christy, mother of one of my godsons and one of my goddaughters.
Oh, that's
yeah, very special. Christy and I used to blog together on HeRememberstheBaron.com years and years ago.
Oh.
Christy very appropriately wrote a text celebrating Saint Scholastica, dear child of God. Her husband is actually a headmaster down in Jonesboro, Arkansas, at All Saints Lutheran School. So this is very appropriate.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm so sorry I have to look up this hymn tune.
You'll know it when you see
I'm
it.
I'm going to be fired.
This one's less complicated than the last one.
Okay, let me hold the music up near the text. All right, beautiful Christy. Scholastica, dear child of God, the saint of whom we sing. For 63 years she would plod, with faith in God she'd cling. Reading the rest of the stanzas. Upon her birth, she had more kin, a sibling she'd know well. For Benedict, her brother, twin, stayed close nearby to dwell. The twins would visit once a year. They shared a special bond. Their love for God was crystal clear. On them his light had dawned. Saint Benedict once rose to leave. Scholastica begged, stay. Because she knew he soon would grieve, she sensed her life strings fray. A storm arose that very hour. The brother stayed the night. The two talked on of God's great power until the morning light. May we find friends who trust in God with lips to speak God's truth. Help us to teach God's word abroad from aged down to youth. Oh, Christy, it's a blessing to be your friend.
Oh,
thank you for that.
It's an excellent narrative hymn.
Yes, it is an excellent narrative hymn.
We have one from Ellie Bach, who I've kind of met over social media and now in person. Our paths keep crossing, which is one of the great things about being a Lutheran lady.
Right.
I'm going to read her description because it's funny. I wrote this out of reverent humor as I reflected on the blessings and struggles of getting our young family to worship on Sunday morning. I'm not proud to say I have a few times bribed them with donuts. So I guess the occasion for this hymn is every Sunday we get to go to church. All right. Do, 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 do. There we go. Okay, here's the first stanza and then I'll read the rest. It's by your grace and help, O Lord, we made it here today. Prepare me now to hear your word. Let not my thoughts to stray. Let the loud cries of my offspring echo like sweetest praise, rising with joyful hymns we sing, adding to prayers we raise. You promise morning mercies new, and I'm not proud to say, just like the sinners in my pew, I've made mistakes today. Your gifts I'm grateful to receive. Forgive my wicked ways. Strengthen our family to believe and daily grow in faith. It's by your grace and help, O Lord, we make it through these days. You bless us as we go homeward with home and peace always.
Aw. That's so, so fun.
That is
I feel
fun.
That.
That's fair.
All right. I have one from Hannah Carbone, and she has written a hymn for the feast day of the Holy Innocents and all dear children who await us in heaven. She gave us the tune of Balerma, which is not in the Lutheran service book, and I wasn't at first sure I'd ever heard it before, but now that I've looked at it, it's looking a little familiar. I will say this is an interesting choice of a hymn tune, and I'm going to try very hard to sing it as indicated, simply because this hymn tune is a dance,
yeah,
which is not what we normally see on the feast day of the Holy Innocents.
Right.
So let's give it a try. O children dear of heaven, spring, rest in the Savior's arm. Though we in earthly weeping sing, in heaven nothing harms. New songs they sing as they rejoice and kneel before the throne. Just listen to the thunderous voice of those who are God's own. Sure as our Savior in the grave lay but a little while, these little ones he died to save will rise with joyous smile. Mm.
I see why she picked a dancey tune.
Oh my goodness.
Alas.
Yes. It's just
all together. Uh-huh.
It's beautiful. Like so much joy in a on a feast day that we normally just sort of sit silently and feel sad.
Yeah.
Beautiful singing, Rachel.
Oh, thank you.
Lisa Ronimus also wrote on the Feast of Holy Innocents, and we get to pick a tune, and I didn't do that ahead of time.
You could do Balerma.
I could do Balerma.
Now that I'm seeing it,
Let's do it.
Because
that way someone who doesn't know it, it'll help them learn it better. They'll have heard it. They'll have heard the tune twice.
See if I can
twice.
Do this. Okay. It doesn't really fit this one as well, but
yeah.
That's okay.
Okay, maybe.
When Herod heard the wise men's tales, his jealousy gave way. A grave decree made Jesus flee. The prophecy's fulfilled.
There we go.
Excellent. I have a submission from Carol Yenish, and she has chosen the tune Belmont, and her verses are also written for the Holy Innocents. So, okay, now I've got that other tune.
I know.
Okay.
That's
so similar.
A mother's love can none compare but to our Father's heart, who sought to fill a cradle bare, salvation to impart. Though grieving Rachel weeps her loss and comfort cannot find, our mortal mess is swept away in hope for all mankind. For none can foil the plans of God, who dearly loves us all. He holds the final victory for victims great or small.
I appreciate that there's three ladies who wrote for this, because they're really, there's one hymn that's meant, the hymn of the day for Holy Innocence. Mm-hmm. And these fill out that hymnody for that day in a really comforting way. So it's really lovely.
Carol, I really appreciate your pairing of hymn tune with that text. Mm-hmm. There's a beautiful lullaby, Psalm 23, you know, I'm going to say a sunny shadow cast over this. And so thank you for that. Also, Erin, what a sweet lullaby voice you have.
No, I was very glad that the alto among us took that one.
Okay, I submitted a text. I turned to my husband. I said, what sainted person do you want a hymn for? And he said, let's not mess around. Bach, please.
Wow.
That's why you don't ask.
Yes. Man of my heart. Okay, so this is called Before the Master's Grave, and I think Land of Rest is a nice tune for this one.
Yeah.
Here is Before the Master's Grave in commemoration of St. J.S. Bach and in honor of St. Michael Schurman.
Beneath a stone so cold and bare, a hibernating song crescendos through. lusty air to lead the churchly throng.
The master buried holds his breath. His bellow makes no sound, but still his music triumphs death where true faith can be found. He bids us sing in fugal flight along the weary way, that joy may underscore our plight and sanctify the day. So sing aloud, O chorus old, resound, O cantor new. The master gave us notes of gold to beautify each pew. And when our life's cantata ends, our passion turns to stone, we trust again our songs will blend before Christ's heavenly throne. Soli Deo Gloria.
Katie. Oh, Katie.
Oh, Lisa.
That first stanza, Marty's crying. Beautiful.
I guess, do you want me to give a little backstory?
We need sure. to celebrate J.S. Bach more officially yes. so that we can sing this. Oh, it's lovely. Aww,
that would bless me.
Great backstory.
When I was getting my master's degrees, I was studying for a while under Eve Ely, kind of renowned conductor. And he had this story. Well, he had a way of just always putting a singer in his place, not in a mean way, but just in a you should listen to me and let me teach you kind of way. Mm-hmm. And he would always, you know, when people thought they knew how to sing Bach, he would always say, yes, but do you know what it smells like in the Sankt Thomas Kirche? And which basically you may think you know him, but have you been where he made music, you know? And so yes. a goal of mine quickly became to actually stand in the Sankt Thomas Kirche. So I was blessed to get a grant to go to Germany to do some research for my master's thesis and stopped in Leipzig. And my parents were with me at the time. It was their 30th wedding anniversary. So we went a week early. We traveled together for a week and then they dropped me off in Berlin for all my stuff. And they went off to do a little traveling for their anniversary. But so my father was with me in the Sankt Thomas Kirche. My father is a retired mechanical design engineer. He's not a musician. Yeah. And so we stepped toward the sanctuary, the chancel area in the Sankt Thomas Kirche, because Bach is buried under the cold stones there. He's buried in the chancel on the you walk up there and the floor, that's where Bach is lying under the floor. And I walked up with my father and I lost it. Oh. I started weeping. I don't know if I can even say it without crying now, because here was my father in the faith buried under the stone. And here was the father of my life standing next to me. Mm-hmm. And Bach's music was the very first professional singing gig I had. And I'm just a little country farm girl. Oh. But that his song would be on my lips with so many years between us. And so that moment of standing where he is buried was a really profound moment for me. But what makes me laugh is that my father was so confused and embarrassed, so he just slowly stepped backwards away from me as I was weeping. But I'm the youngest of three daughters. He was used to that by then. But yeah, that's where. And then to have my husband pick this saint was a blessing to me, because I met my husband, actually fell in love with him corresponding from Germany. So so I've got all kinds of feels with this one.
It's stunning, simply beautiful. And can we take a moment to pause and recognize that Katie Schuerman just said master's degrees?
Yes, I noticed that. Yeah.
Like, there was an S on there.
At the same time, what it sounds like a lot of study.
I went to the Conservatory of Music in Kansas City for choral conducting. And while I was there, I remember I took Romantic era music history. You had to take particular eras of music history toward your degree. It didn't matter which ones, you just had to cover. And Dr. William Everett was the teacher, and I had never encountered a teacher who could tell the story of history so beautifully. And so I just kept taking more and more of his classes. And eventually he just said, why don't you just TA under me? And you basically have a degree in history now. So why don't you just get one? And so I did. I finished my choral conducting degree. Yeah, I took two sets of comprehensive exams in 1 year. That was the first time my heart raced without exercise.
Oh,
just from studying. But yeah, so it was a blessing to TA under William Everett. He shaped me in more ways than one. I learned to teach from him, but then also I'm pretty sure I learned to write a book from him as well. So yeah. Thank you, Dr. Everett.
I would also like to point out the fact that even though Bach used many of our familiar hymn tunes in his own compositions, that you put your hymn to an American folk hymn that he would never have encountered in his time.
Well, this is where when somebody else makes the rule that must be in common meter, then we go astray a little. No.
You got to have structure to your challenges.
True.
We learned, right? Those little strictures force creativity in a different direction. So that's what makes it exciting. So thank you for celebrating this with me.
That was beautiful.
Yes.
Okay. Who's next? I think Lisa's next.
I think I am. And I have one from Madeline Craig. In Peace, I Will Sleep, a hymn for the final Sunday of the church year, Psalm 4. I know this tune. Hopefully, I don't freak out in the middle of it. You know, we'll see. Please hear my call, O God on high. Faithful to me you've been. My heart is weary in this world, walking this life of sin. Those round me fill my heart with doubts, my fears, my worries strong. Their pride and lies tear at my heart. My cry is, Lord, how long? Yet you have been my staff and stay, my streams of quiet rest. And as my days grow golden now, in you I pray they're blessed. Please draw my heart again to you. In you my joy abounds. Whether my hands are full or not, my praise for you abounds. In peace I lay my head to rest. My faith in you is sure. For if I wake to sun or life, my hope will be secure.
Oh, that's lovely.
And
if I wake to sun or life.
Wow. Yes, capitalized life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I like it.
Oh, that's really good. Madeline, was it your intent to allude to For All the Saints? Because is this for the final Sunday of the church year? Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That golden now makes me think of For All the Saints, which would be All Saints Day. So I don't know if that's intentional or not, but if so, that's really special.
Yeah.
I love this hymn because so many of the hymns for the last Sunday in the church year really look forward to the triumph, to the victory, to what's coming. Whereas this hymn really captures the tension of the fact that what we're looking forward to hasn't arrived yet.
Yeah.
And that we want very badly for it to be here.
Yeah.
A different angle.
I like it.
And yours is next, Lisa. So I guess you get to go again.
Two in a row. I chose A Little Levity.
Yes.
Day after Easter in honor of church work families and all who volunteer.
I love that.
Because if you fall under that category, you know the sheer exhaustion and joy that comes with Easter Monday.
Yep.
So
it's already marked as a day off for me on our work calendar.
Same. It's true.
Yep.
I chose Consolation as the tune. And so here we go. If I can get it in my head. The Lord is risen from the dead, his saving work complete. So why can't I lift up my head or use my aching feet? The potted lilies, one by one, were claimed and taken home. The remnant casseroles, the sum, are stored in styrofoam. The 40 days of Lent are o'er, the choirs have all dispersed. So let me sleep a little more this Easter Monday first.
Lisa, the remnant casseroles, that needs to be a t-shirt. Oh,
I lost it in styrofoam. I was like, it's amazing.
I worked very hard on those two lines. I am now the person who helps lead the casseroles, the Easter. So that very near and dear to my heart.
How many casseroles for your church? Because you have a big church.
16, 17 casseroles. And that's just part of it. There's also the bacon and the sausage and the muffins. Wow. Muffins. Oh, yeah. I don't, 20 dozen? I don't know.
My goodness. That Easter also, breakfast. that minor hymn tune with that text. That is, that is so great. Oh, I love it.
From the dead.
Well, and the name of the hymn tune is Consolation.
Yes.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
It's
perfect. It all works together.
So it's that whole bittersweet yes and both and all.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you captured it. All right, oh, let's see. I'm up next.
Yeah.
Okay. I have daughter number three, going through confirmation right now.
Oh.
Which has led me to be newly aware, as she approaches her day, that there are really few, if any, hymns that are explicitly for this occasion.
Hmm.
Like, there are hymns that we use for it, but mm-hmm. not enough hymns for confirmation or First Communion, for that matter. So sort of worked them both into one hymn. And this I wrote to the tune of Asmon, which you may know better as 4,000 Tongues to Sing. Unlike Katie Shorman, I write my hymns with a tune stuck in my head. And so that was
That's legit.
Lord, bless the baptized souls that now your triune name confess. Conform them in true Christian faith, hope, love, and steadfastness. As here they taste the bread and wine upon your table, Lord, reveal your body crucified, your blood for them outpoured. Teach them to love your holy word and rightly to discern the law and gospel there proclaimed, that they your will might learn. Send down your promised comforter into each waiting heart. Prepare them for your service, Lord, and let each do his part. When devil, world, and sinful flesh assail them in this life, help them cling fast to Christ their King, who conquers in all strife. That walking worthy of his name, they may remain his own, till numbered with the saints above, they sing before your throne.
I love that.
That's lovely.
That's
Rachel.
My prayer for our confirmands.
So, Rachel, that stanza too. Okay, so, because we confess in the catechism, right, that in, with, and under the bread and wine, you beautifully wrapped up that confession in the word reveal. Wow.
I sort of lingered over that word for a while. I was like, is this actually doctrinally appropriate? And then I was like, you know, actually, it kind of works.
It is.
So I left it.
My heart thrilled at it.
Oh,
it was so, it made plain to me something that's complicated. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then it's a prayer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about common meter. It's so short. You know, you were saying in our last conversation, Katie, how you like the short, punchy words. And a meter like this sort of invites you to say what you have to say in as brief a way as possible and then be done with it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't
reveal your body crucified. Wow. I don't think I would have thought of that. And so it thrills me. Like, that thrills me. Thank you for that.
Thank you for noticing.
It's a hymn that teaches. It is. Rachel, I'm 90% sure I'm not lying when I say that I wrote hymns for our kids when they were confirmed, and I am 90% sure that the tune I chose for Noah was Asmon.
They're
like confirmation hymn sisters.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a good tune. It's so jaunty.
It
you
is.
Know? So mm-hmm. it fits with the sort of youth and energy of the day.
Mm-hmm. It is. We could have a whole nother episode on pairing tunes and texts, but that's not for today.
That would be a fun one, though, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would.
Next time we have you guys on. We're just going to do it.
Okay.
There will be a next time. I have one from Taryn Baldwin, and the tune is Damascus Road, which is unfortunately not public domain, so I can't sing that one, but I will pick a different one. This is 24th, because it's a fun one and it's a psalm one. This is also for confirmation, called
I'm not the only one who noticed we have a dearth of hymns.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Called By the Grace of God. Baptized into the living word, cleansed by his precious death, in him we are daily renewed, from him all life and breath. Jesus, our Lord, taught us to live by his commandments, 10. Grant us to live a faithful life, serving God and loving men. Deliver us from evil, Lord. Protect us from the foe. Help us to see the truth in light, anywhere we might go. We believe in you, Almighty God. Your word alone stands true. Grant us with joy, confess your name our whole life through. At your table, Lord, you share blessing. We humbly bow to thee.
You strengthen us to true remain to life everlasting. By the grace of God, we live each day. Your promises remain. Equip us, Lord, to look to you in every joy and pain. Eternal God, you're with us now and to the end of days. When we at last reach heaven's gate, you forever we will praise.
Oh,
another lovely confirmation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, uh-huh. you can feel the love for and concern for those who are being confirmed in this. And I see some of the same themes of protection and growth, et cetera, that seem so important for me to have in my verses are showing up in these stanzas as well.
Yeah. Well, and it looks like I'm seeing the parts of the, I don't know if it's all chief parts, but like there's baptism
yes,
in the first verse,
the
and then commandments. And then this seems to be a verse referencing the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from evil.
Uh-huh.
We believe in you,
it.
So creed. And then we took communion.
Look at that.
So that's fun.
Aha. Uh-huh. Clever.
Hmm.
Well, we've come to mind, so I get to go again.
Yes. Let's hear it.
My first submission is about pre-Lent because my church does 3-year lectionary, but at the International Center and on KFUO's social, we celebrate the 1-year lectionary. And in the 1-year lectionary, there's this little tiny 3-week season between Transfiguration, which is earlier in 1 year, and actual Lent called pre-Lent. And there's some of the best Sunday names to say ever. And when I realized that Septuagesima has 6 syllables, I determined I must write a hymn.
Oh my goodness, what are we getting into?
And we talked at length in our last episode about No Tramp of Soldiers Marching Feet, that Kingsfold tune, and I chuckled because that's actually the tune I picked. It's a common meter double, so I cheated a little bit.
Cheater.
But I also write text to a tune that stuck in my head and I could not get that tune out of my head. So I just ran with it because it's common meter. I just doubled it. So my stanzas are a little bit longer. We are drawing near to Lenten days in the 1-year lectionary. We have put our alleluias away. No more singing joyfully. We will sing repentant Lenten themes and we'll pray incessantly. Through the free Lent somber holy days, 50, 60, 70.
Yes.
I'm just going to keep singing it. The week after the Lord transfigs, it's a Septuagesima. Drawing memory of the 70 years in Babylonia. Then we come to Sexagesima, 60 days before the feast. Themes of exile and of stewardship and God's grace that's still increased. 50 days before our Easter joy, it's Queen Quagesima. A day for charity and joy shared in Koinonia. These are pre-Lent holy days that lead us to prepare our hearts to fully know in mind and soul the joy that Christ imparts.
Bravo.
Delightful.
Lord transfigs.
Yes.
And a teaching hymn.
A teaching hymn.
It's an easy way to remember.
Yes. Well, we joke about how often the same rhyming syllables end up at the end of lines, like, you know, life and strife. But I gotta say, Quinquagesima and Koinonia, I would not have thought of that, but it kind of works. Well done.
Nothing rhymes with Quinquagesima.
I'm just going to say, I would totally teach this to Sunday school children to explain pre-Lent. I totally would.
Exactly. Yes.
There is joy in it. It's vivid. Uh-huh. And it's a tight little explanation there.
Uh-huh. I was wondering if transfigs would be slightly irreverent, but I left it there because it was funny.
It's definitely a t-shirt. Yeah.
It works.
The verb of transfiguration.
When you guys do your clothing line with your t-shirts and all of your episode quotes, that might be one of them right there. Sarah, the Lord transmits.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Quinquagesima is just the best, the best Sunday name. All right.
Who's up next? I think Aaron, maybe?
I think, yes. I think I am. And, okay, remind me, Jerusalem, my happy home. Da, 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 da. Is that it?
Nope.
Da, no. Deen, da, 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 dee,
there
da,
it is. Da, da. Okay. Thank you. They do start to.
They also have to say, right?
Hard to hold, and they all work with it. So it's like. So the next one we have is a hymn submitted by Carrie Ill, who we've had on before.
Yeah.
And she wrote her hymn for the presentation of the Augsburg Confession. And the tune she selected is Land of Rest.
To Augsburg came some Christians bold to share God's holy word. To share the truth of God's free grace in hopes that hearts be stirred.
They would not yield to princely will, but stood in God's grace free. Not threat nor sword could change their words while making fervent plea. It's grace alone that makes us right. There's nothing we can do. In word and sacrament, Christ comes. The gifts from God are true. So let us boldly share our faith in places far and near and stand firm in God's holy word with nothing more to fear. That's an occasion that I don't think there...
I don't know that we have any hymn for that.
Indeed.
I would never have thought of it, but I'm so glad she did.
Yeah. That was the whole point of this whole thing.
It's a stirring one. It's a rousing one.
It is rousing. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I have one here from Ani Bonick, and I have a note here that Hannah shared a video in the lounge of her sister singing these words by her sister.
Yeah.
So I have not seen the video, but I will be looking it up after this. If you are in the Lounge Facebook group, check it out.
It's adorable. Excellently done.
Excellent. Can't wait. So this tune is to Amazing Grace, and I was really, really hoping that this would show up at some point because this is the ultimate common meter hymn. If you can put it, this is how I test whether I'm actually in common meter. Does it work with the tune to Amazing Grace? If it does, we're there. This is our yardstick.
All right.
So here we have this lovely little hymn. O graceful God, how great thy love that saved me from my sin. As I confirm my faith in you and give you my life still. We love you now and forever, learning about you still. We were lost, but you saved us though. Thank you, Lord Jesus, still. You saved us when it mattered most, and now we praise you still. As I confirm my faith in you, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Doxological stanza.
Hey! Yeah.
I think we might have actually had another confirmation hymn without realizing it. Because we've had the prayer confirmation hymn, we've had the chief parts confirmation hymn, and here we have from the perspective of the confirmand.
Yeah.
Which is just that missing angle. And it's beautiful. Thank you so much.
A young Lutheran lady submission. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I had to do a second one because I really wanted to write one about convention, but I couldn't have that be my only one.
Really? The LCMS yes. National Convention?
Yes.
Okay.
Wow.
It's in my common festival.
It only happens every 3 years.
That's true.
There are no hymns specifically for it.
What, the doxology wasn't written for the convention?
I mean, yes, but I also wrote this to the tune Asmon, which I will have to also remind myself because you're right. Everything sounds the same.
Oh, goodness.
Because I really just like to write funny things.
Convention season now appears in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll all be baking in the
the sun with a chili ice cream cone. When resolutions up for votes and speakers come to say, hey, that sounds great. Or if they'd like my opinions, I say nay. And through it all, we'll have much joy to see the Lord's work done and tell the world about our God and Jesus Christ, his Son.
Ew. Let the gavel fall.
That's going to become a signature move of yours, though, Sarah, to drop, like, to just drop part of the word.
Surprise!
For his sake. It's like transfigs, Arizona.
Like, doesn't it's work. We're just going to take the knife and chop it off. Yeah,
it's the Golseth, as we'll say.
Exactly.
Yes. Oh, the Golseth.
There's a Golseth.
It didn't
work. Little choppy, choppy.
It didn't the rhyming scheme, and I needed to rhyme ice cream cone. So,
in all seriousness, though, I think that last stanza would be a very good one for a lot of people to think about when the stress of actually being at that wonderful event actually takes hold, to keep our focus on why we're there.
Exactly. A narrative hymn.
Yes.
Indeed.
It does make me think that maybe it's time to do a little Bradbury ladies at the LWML convention thing. And maybe, Sarah, you should write a hymn for that.
Oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Good.
A few goal sets in it, please.
Yes.
It doesn't fit the rhyme scheme. We'll just chop the word in half.
Yeah, that would make it a lot easier.
Oh, man. Okay, well, I am up with the hymn that I created for this challenge. And I selected I was thinking about a festival Sunday, and I decided on the occasion of a mission festival.
Yeah.
So for churches that are going to have a mission festival, here would be hymn of that. And I was considering a few different hymn tunes, but one that I think we haven't really done yet and was one that I had considered for it is St. Peter, or at least we haven't done it for a while. So that's the one that I'm going to do. And yeah, here we go. The mission of the church is one because it is the Lord's to tell the story of Christ's love for humankind outpoured. God sent his Son into the world that we might live through him. The story's power never dims and brings new life within. Yet how can they believe the truth if they have never heard? We get to tell them of the joy that's promised in God's word. Oh, plant your church throughout the world that she can grow to be an outpost where you promise us life and salvation free. Send out your word, let it return and bring new souls to thee, O hope of all the ends of earth and of the farthest seas.
That is delightful, Erin.
Yeah. I realized that that's one of my favorite little fragments of a verse in Psalms, and I was like, that's 8-6. I can use that. I got to use that in this hymn.
That's amazing.
That's legit technique right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
while I was trying to look up St. Peter, this is a total aside. I noticed something I never noticed before, and that we actually have a hymn tune named Bradbury in the hymnal. Did you knew this, Katie, surely?
She knew.
Of course she knew. So maybe we'll do a Bradbury hymn festival at some point. That would be really fun.
Rachel, your Candace will love that. Maybe no we'll doubt. Be set to a different tune, but you insist.
Yes.
Indeed. That is amazing.
Oh, man.
You learn something new and fun every day.
Erin, also, I feel like the theme that you chose is just super appropriate for all the people that you work for and with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, what a wonderful gift to them.
Yes, yeah. That was on my mind.
Yeah.
That was on my mind.
Beautiful.
I think the best hymn texts come from such love for others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would really like to hear Katie sing this last one if she is up for it.
Okay. Oh, All right. Well, I've been batting about two on hymn tunes so far for this. So,
okay. Well, Christina Roberts, so it probably won't be, you know, typical.
This is
she's not. Yeah. Christina Roberts is not going to do Amazing Grace. Sorry.
Christina Roberts, by the way, I just have to do a shout out. So our sons are in each other's weddings this summer. In fact, there are three different guys in each other's weddings, which is really fun. But yes, so hey, Christina, love you.
She wrote because she was one of our guest judges on the episode that actually dropped today.
She joined us earlier.
Picking the objectively beautiful hymns. So,
I love that.
It was, that made us sweat. But she actually submitted a hymn and it's beautiful.
Christina Roberts, Cantor Roberts of Our Savior Lutheran Church and School in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Little trivia about Christina.
Oh.
She, I believe, is the only person who has attended every single Good Shepherd Institute in Fort Wayne. I believe, I think she's the only one who's gone to every single one.
Wow.
Which is, if I may say, is not just like a laud or a flex, right? That means she has been digesting all of the goodness that comes from every presenter year after year after year. Yeah. That is quite a body of information and memory to have in a human being. And so I don't think it's an accident that Christina influences a lot of the music that is made today in our city. Mm-hmm. She's also a dear friend and the very first composer that I was blessed to do a hymn festival with.
Oh,
and so Christina, I am so thankful to be able to sing your hymn today. And also, wow, look at you be able to do the lyrics and the music. Okay, Christina's text is Nun Danket All. And let me just take a look at the hymnal here. Ya di da 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 da. Hymn by Christina Roberts. Blessed are the makers of the song that glorifies the Lord. Their melodies in us prolong the hearing of God's word. Tunes richly dwell within our hearts and teach us from our youth that Jesus' life to us imparts salvation, grace, and truth, fervently urging us to hear God's wisdom for our day. Psalms, songs, and hymns give us good cheer and chase the fiend away. The noble art of music reigns as handmade to belief. A gift from God are the sweet strains, our saving Lord's motif. Join now our voices here on earth with those before Christ's face. We glimpse his beauty, sing his worth beyond all time and place.
That is excellent.
Beautiful. I know what uncommon festival this is for. It's for a hymn festival, of course.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the contemplation of a cantor's life. Right. Yes. This is the life work of a cantor. Can we just take note of the fact it's in her stanza 3, fervently urging us to hear God's wisdom for our day, which is one of those reasons why we still write hymn texts today is, right, we can apply God's promises to our particular age. And here she's also showing us that we can also apply the hymns of old to our age. And a beautiful intermingling of different musical terms as well. Christina, this is beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah. And isn't that an allusion in stanza 4 to Luther's quote on music?
The handmaid.
Music. Yeah.
Thank you for letting me sing that. That was special.
Thank you for singing it. You did it way better than I would have.
Probably not.
It was beautiful.
I thought that was an appropriate hymn to close out this episode and bring Hymnastics 2026 to an end, celebrating music and all of the festivities we've had for the last four episodes now with our bonus last week. It's been a really lovely time celebrating hymns and church music and church musicians and writers and all of these beautiful gifts that God gives us through our music in the church. It's been a really lovely 4 weeks of episodes, and hilarious and stressful and just fun.
Sarah, are you just like one happy hymn nerd right now?
Mm. So happy.
Your little heart is so full. Yeah. I love it. Mine too.
I've been telling everyone who will listen to me about him next week. I'm not even kidding. Guess what we're doing in the lounge, guys? We're talking about hymns for 4 weeks. It's been so great. And Katie and Lisa, thanks for joining us for two episodes at the last minute.
Best it's way to send Friday.
Oh,
absolutely.
Well, ladies in the lounge, thanks for joining us for these 4 weeks of Hymnastics. We hope you've enjoyed all of the competition and celebration of church music. Of course, you can join us in our Facebook group. All the polls are still up and all of the discussion questions are all still there. You can find that Lutheran Ladies Lounge on Facebook and on Instagram. I will be posting these hymns on Instagram so you guys can read the lyrics a little bit closer if you'd like to. They are beautiful and a lovely little devotional time if you'd like over the next week. Those will be on our Instagram at Lutheran Ladies Lounge.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, what?
Who won that wonderful grand prize from CPH?
Haley Hazen.
Hey, congrats to Haley.
And she's been
one
a longtime fan.
This time she wrote it.
Yeah.
She wrote one of the verses we sang.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yep.
Thank you for your hymn stanza, Haley, and enjoy your new hymn.
It's not a surprise.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Congratulations, Haley.
Yes, Haley Hazen won.
Well won.
Grand prize. Carol Yenish won the second prize.
Silver
medal. Mm-hmm. And Laura Fisher won the bronze. So those were our winners for the competition. And everyone will receive a sticker pack. Those will be coming your way from us very soon. The original sticker designs. And Katie and Lisa, you'll get a sticker.
Yay. Oh, thank you.
You guys earned a sticker pack.
Love a sticker pack. Thank you. I'll put them on my hymn journal.
Yes. That's a very appropriate place. Yes. You've been listening to the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Erin.
And I'm Rachel.
See you in
2030. Gymnastics 2030.
Views and opinions expressed on the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO Radio, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The Lutheran Ladies Lounge is produced by KFUO Radio and available at kfuo.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and leave a review for us too. If you love the Lutheran Ladies Lounge podcast, consider financially supporting our producer, KFUO Radio, so we can keep doing what we do. Find out how at kfuo.org/give.